Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today,
And
we're going to be talking a little bit about investing.
Mm.
If you've got some money to spare and you'd like to plan for the future to make your money work for you and make your money grow so you can become nice and rich, or if you want to simply just plan for your retirement, then investing is something you might consider.
Yeah, and everybody wants to have a little nest egg. That's money that you're saving for your retirement. Hopefully, we all get to retire. I'm afraid, Tom, that by the time we get to be at the age of retirement, we'll have to keep working because we don't have any money.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm kind of in that position.
We are going to be talking to you young folks about what you should invest in, or at least the terms we use when we're talking about investing.We're not here to give you investment advice, although I do invest. I could tell you what not to do.
Uh-oh. Well, you better not say here, because if you're wrong and one of our students loses their life savings because of you,
you
might get sued.
No. I follow what my dad says. I invest with my father. So hopefully our listeners out there have people they trust and can go to for an investment counsel and advice. Our first lesson, though, we're going to be talking to someone who works for Honest Jones Investments.
Cool.
Hopefully she's honest. That's what she called her company. And Joan's going to be giving some advice to Mark, who's calling in and kind of wants to have some advice about where to put his money, how he can grow his money. You'll often hear that phrase, we want to grow our money. Mm-hmm. First, though, guys, we're going to read through the dialogue and then we'll be back. Hello, Honest Jones Investments. This is Joan speaking.
Hi, this is Mark Stepney. We spoke at the investment fair last week.
Oh, yes. I seem to recall that you're looking to invest some of your savings.
That's right. I wanted to ask you some questions about investing.
Fire away.
First of all, what percentage of my savings should I invest?
That's going to depend on you, Mr. Stepney. The more you invest, the more you stand to gain. Experienced investors will know exactly how much of their savings or income is available. How much were you thinking about investing?
I was thinking about starting with 10% of my savings, and then I could increase or decrease that amount based on my circumstances.
That's a sensible decision. It's best to test the waters before you dive in.
My next question is, what's the best type of investment? I'd prefer something safe to start with.
Investing in bonds is relatively safe. With stocks, there's a greater risk, as you could lose all the money you've invested.
If that's true, why do so many people invest in the stock market?
Bonds may be safe, but they don't make you that much money. On the other hand, stocks could potentially be worth much more. It all depends on what you're looking for.
I see what you're saying. I think investing in stocks is too risky. I'll stick with bonds for now.
So let's talk about investing. The question is, what should I invest in? If you invest, you take money that you have and you put it in some sort of, you could put it in stocks. It could be a financial scheme. It could be that you're investing in your best friend's new company. And he thinks that you can double your money in a year. But when you invest money, your expectation is that you'll get more back in the future than what you invested.
That's the point. Otherwise, why would you invest? But you are taking a little bit of a risk there.
Sure.
Some investments are safer than others.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the question. What should I invest in? So we're using the word invest here with the preposition in. I'm going to invest in stocks, for example. Well, Joan answers the telephone. She says, hello, Honest Jones Investments. This is Joan speaking. This is kind of interesting because in English we have the phrase,
Honest John. If you're an honest person, sometimes you could be referred to as an honest John, even though that's not really your name. But what do you do if the person is a woman? Well, in this case, she's calling herself Honest Joan, which sounds like John. Fair enough. And this is the name of her company. And she answers this phone very professionally, this phone call very professionally. Honest Joan's Investments. This is Joan speaking. How may I help you?
Well, we've got a fellow named Mark, Mark Stepney, and he reminds Joan that they actually met earlier. They had spoken at an investment fair last week. So they've already talked to each other, but he's reminding her, oh, this is who I am. Remember, we spoke at the investment fair. You have these fairs where different companies will come and set up booths, and you can walk by and get information about different things. And you can decide to buy right then from them, or maybe later. We have computer fairs, technology fairs, art fairs. We have lots of different kinds of exhibitions and fairs. This is all about investments. So people go there to learn about different ways they can invest their money.
Different kinds of companies probably set up booths there to get people interested in their products and stuff like that. And Joan kind of remembers him. She says, I seem to recall that you're looking to invest some of your savings. If you recall, that means you simply remember something. For example, I ran into an old friend a couple of weeks ago, but I was so embarrassed because I could not recall his name. Are you John? Are you Richard? I'm so embarrassed. I can't recall your name. I can't remember. But here Joan says that she does remember meeting Mark at the investment fair, and she remembers that he's looking to or is thinking about investing some of his savings, money that he has saved and probably has in the bank.
Notice that when we talk about money that you've put aside, that you don't want to spend, that you want to save for the future, is never called saving.
No.
You have to put an S on the end, you guys. I see people here who just have saving. And no, it's always plural. Your savings, the money that you put aside. Well, he wants to invest some of his savings. And he says, yeah, I want to ask you some questions about how to invest that money. Joan uses a phrase we use quite frequently, actually. She says, fire away. Fire away. What? Fire away just simply means go ahead. So you could also say, shoot. My dad would say that all the time. Shoot. Dad, I have some questions. Shoot. Go ahead. Give me your question. So it's just a way to let someone know, yeah, go ahead. I'm interested in hearing what your questions are.
Yeah, I said, because this reminds me of an old Pat Benatar song.
What?
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Maybe you know that song. But in any case here, yes, go ahead. Start asking those questions. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
And Mark says, first of all, what percentage of my savings should I invest? So here, percentage is just an amount or a rate of something that is in terms of hundreds. So 40% is 40 out of 100. Most people know this concept. So, yes, what percentage of my savings, like 10%, 20%, that is a percentage.
You could also just use the word percent there. What percent of my savings? Percent is also a noun. You could use it there. They're both good. Well, Joan says, hey, you know what? That's going to depend on you. Everyone's different. The more you invest, the more you stand to gain. If you stand to do something, it's a likelihood or potential that you have. It's not guaranteed. It's a potential that you have in the future. So if you invest more money, it's possible that you will gain more as well. As my sister likes to say, it takes money to make money. So people who have a lot of money can gain a lot through their investments because, you know, they just have so much more money to invest. Of course, you know, if you're not experienced, it's a little scary to invest a lot of money at first.
Exactly. So here we have this pattern, more, the more, the more. So the more you study, the more you learn, for example, and the more you invest, the more you might gain. Stand to just means you're in a position to get more. And if you're an experienced investor, you will know exactly how much of your savings or income is available. Mm-hmm. So if you know about investing and you've done this before, then you're pretty much aware. You know how much of your savings is available to invest. And also you will know about your income. Income is the amount of money that is coming in, mostly from your job, but also perhaps from
investments.
Yeah. Exactly. And available just means you have it and you can do something with it. We use this to talk about, at least I did when I was back in high school looking for a girlfriend. Hey, you know, Lisa over there, she's kind of cute. Is she available? Sorry, Tom, she's taken. She's already got a boyfriend.
Well, Joan wants to know how much he was thinking about investing. This is Mark's response. He said, I was thinking about starting with 10% of my savings. Now, here I want to mention you can't say 10% of my savings.
Nope.
That is
nope.
Incorrect.
Nah.
So you'll use percent if you're using it as a measure word, 10 of something, 10%. So he's starting with a good amount. I think 10% is probably normal.
I guess you could say I'd like to start with a percentage of 10%, but you don't need
That's weird.
So wordy.
Yeah.
Just say 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's deciding, he'll see, you know, he'll test the waters, see how it goes, and decide whether he wants to increase or decrease that based on his circumstances.
Your circumstances is just your situation. And we would never say based on my circumstance. No. This, again, is always plural. What are your circumstances? Can you afford to invest more? Can you save a little bit more or save less? What are your circumstances? What's your situation? It includes everything. Maybe your job, how much money you have to pay on bills. You know, we all have bills we have to pay every month. So depending on his circumstances, he might increase or decrease that amount. So he might go up to 12% or 20% or even decrease to maybe, I don't know, 8%, 5%.
Can we ask you that question? What percentage of your income are you investing or percentage of your savings have you invested?
Do you know, I don't do a percentage. I just do a flat amount and I take out, let's see. That's a good question. What percentage? I do at least 10, probably 20%. Yeah.
Okay.
And I move it into stocks.
Okay. Well, that's the way you do it.
Uh-huh.
But as Joan is going to tell Mark here, it kind of depends on the individual. But Joan does tell Mark that that's a sensible decision. Sensible means it makes a lot of sense. You've thought about it and you're wise. And you're probably going to benefit from this decision. It's not a stupid decision.
Right.
It's not a dumb decision. It's sensible. You're being reasonable here. And she says it's best to test the waters before you dive in. That's what most people do when they go swimming. They don't want to just jump all the way into the water first. They want to kind of dip their foot into the water to find out if it's hot or cold. So, yeah, you need to test the waters. Just see how things are. Kind of get used to things, and when you're more familiar with the situation, then you can try more things.
Hmm. I think it's a great phrase because sometimes if the water's cold, you don't want to dive in, so you put your toe in. That's testing the waters. So we test the waters of different things before we really fully commit ourselves, and that's what she's suggesting he do. Now, his next question is, what's the best type of investment? I think that's a hard thing to say. I really do. I think it depends on the current market and your ability to withstand risk. He says here, though, I'd prefer something safe to start with, which is smart. If you're not an experienced investor, you need to try something that's safe at first. Otherwise, it's a little crazy. Joan says investing in bonds is relatively safe. A bond is a certificate issued by the government, and it's for a public company, and you promise to repay borrowed money. They're borrowing money from you. That's what it is. And then it's at a fixed rate. Bonds are only good, though, guys, to invest in if the market's down. If the market's up, get out of bonds. You'll lose money.
Ooh.
But I'm more of a risk taker, so I've never invested in bonds. But if it looks like the economy's going south or getting worse, buy some bonds.
Indeed, and she does say that it's relatively safe. Relatively just means compared with other kinds of investments. But with stocks, there's a greater risk, as you could lose all the money you've invested. So if you kind of have a feeling about a certain company, maybe that technology company's got a good idea. If I invest now, I'll make a ton of money. And it turns out that their idea was hated by the market and the company went defunct, you could lose a lot of money that way. So, yeah, it's kind of like gambling, you know. Which horse should I put my money on?
It should be educated gambling, but yeah.
No one really knows, though, but that's what stocks are, stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. And stocks, again, are for companies, and, of course, the prices go up and down. It's not so stable as bonds. Mm-hmm. And Mark says, well, if that's true, if that's the case, then why do so many people invest in the stock market? Is everybody a gambler? Does everybody think they're going to win? I think that's basically true. Mm-hmm. Most people probably think, well, other people, they're going to lose money, but not me. I'm smart. I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. We have this thing called, what's it, illusory superiority. Everybody thinks they're smarter and better than everybody else, which, of course, we know is not true.
Yeah. Well, Joan says bonds may be safe, but they don't make you that much money. So if you invest in them, you're not going to get rich overnight. That's the truth. On the other hand, she says, stocks could potentially, possibly, not for sure, be worth much more. It all depends on what you're looking for. Mark says, I see what you're saying. I think investing in stocks is too risky. If something's risky, there's a possibility that you might lose money or you might be injured or damaged. You know, and investing in stocks is risky. It's true.
It is true. Yeah. My dad's pretty good at it, though. Maybe I should take some advice from him.
You should.
But yes, they are potentially worth much more. Potentially means having the ability or capacity in the future. I know somebody whose kid potentially might be a great violinist because he practices every day and he loves classical music. So he could potentially be a world-class violinist.
Good for him.
And it all depends on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Do you want to make a ton of money or do you just want to sort of have safe investments. It's kind of all up to you. And Mark says, well, I see what you're saying. I understand. I think investing in stocks is too risky. I'll stick with bonds for now. So I guess he's being kind of conservative.
At the beginning, yes. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to talk about the extra dialogues.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要来看多益的文章。好，我们来看这篇。他说 ,What should I invest in? 我们要谈投资。这边有一个字一定要会的，就是 invest。invest 当动词来用，当你说一个人投资钱或者是时间，在什么事物上，它的介系词是用 in。好，我们看完这个标题之后，我们看它下面的对话。对话里面呢，我们要注意几个重点。首先呢，就是在提到有跟钱有关的一个人的存款，这个字 savings， 它有一个 s， 但是不表示复数。有一些英文的单字就是这样，它虽然字尾看到有 s， 可是却不是复数，而是单数。以这个字来说，这个代表存款。那所以我们有时候会讲到一个人的储蓄账户怎么讲呢？那就是 savings account。 我们在这个对话里面接下来都会碰到这个词汇。好，我们再来往下，下面呢在对话中还有一个字，有一个片语应该这样说，就是 fire away。 fire away 在口语中字面看起来好像是说要开火，可是这其实是口语中有时候是为了制造气氛，让气氛呢稍微轻松一点。你要对方就说吧，你有问题就问吧，请你讲，请你问，请你说，我们会用这个片语 fire away。 再往下，好，再来我们再看另外一个重要的句型，和比较级有关的，而且是常见的句型。在中文里面我们说越怎么样就越怎么样，那在英文里面呢，它就像一个两边平行的句构一样，你会用 the more the more. 当然不一定用 more, 只要是前后有比较级做对照就是了。以这边的这个对话里面，他提到 the more you invest,The more you stand to gain. 换句话说，你投资的越多，你呢就有可能会赚更多。那当然，我们说到前后都是比较级，但不一定是 more 这个字。意思就是说，你可能会看到句子是讲 the higher the better, the more the merrier, 也就是有比较级的，用形容词也好，副词也好，都有可能。在句构上，中文就翻成越怎么样就越怎么样。好，那我们继续来看下面呢，还有一个单字我们要提的。 Mark 他说到了，要看情况，看你的状况，然后呢来决定说你是想怎么样投资。好，那这边呢说看你的状况，这个字是 circumstances。 我们常常说一个人的情况、环境，你可能会想到几个单字，比如像 environment, 它指的通常是周遭的环境。但是还有一个字就是 situation, 这个字是指一个情形、一个情况、一个状态、一个状况。那这个字 circumstances, 就中文来说其实也是指的是一个人的情形、情境。但这个字很特别的就是你看到它字尾加 s, 因为在使用上我们经常看到的就是它的复数形，加上 s 代表状况、情形。好，再往下呢，这个对话里面还有另外几个重要的片语也要留意，其中一个呢是跟中文很接近。当我们中文说你要先试水温，这个试水温其实英文就是 test the waters。 当你要投资，把钱丢到里面去，最好先测一下，先试一下，先试试水温。好，这跟中文的用法其实是一样的，所以应该很容易记。最后我们再来看下面要提到，因为讲投资，投资里面呢有几个重要的项目。投资当然有的时候是股票，有的时候呢是基金、是债券。那我们看到这里有两个字，就是经济学投资的时候一定会用到的。先想怎么说债券，就是 bonds, B-O-N-D-S。 那怎么说股票呢？股票就是 stocks。好， stock 是它的单数形，当然 bond 也是有单数形的，这边的 s 就是纯粹是它的复数用法。
Okay, everybody, we've got some extra dialogues that we're going to go through now. They are dialogues that have to do with investing in various sectors of the economy. Mm-hmm. And then also we have a discussion question. So here's the first extra dialogue. I'll be A and you be B, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Got it.
How about investing in real estate?
It's a good idea, but the market isn't right for that just now.
I wonder if that's true. Lots of people do consider investing in real estate. That's basically property, land or apartments or houses and things like that. Some people like to invest in real estate. They may not necessarily want to live in that apartment. They just want to buy it as an investment and maybe rent it out to somebody until they sell it.
Yeah, I live in an apartment that was bought by someone investing in real estate, and I've lived there, I think 6 years now.
Ooh, so I guess they don't want to sell it soon.
No, and I don't cause them any problems, so they leave me alone. Now, here's the next dialogue. I'll be A. How much commission do I have to pay for the investment?
The company charges 2.5% of the trade as a commission.
Ooh. A commission is an extra fee that sometimes you have to pay for things you buy. Sometimes there's a commission on... For example, sometimes there's a commission on a house that you want to buy. I think the real estate commission's 2%, if I'm not mistaken, that goes to the agent,
okay.
The person who sells. If I buy stocks online, I don't pay a lot of money, but the commission is $7 per trade. So I guess you could call that a commission. Commissions are usually in terms of percentage.
And don't you get a commission if you're like a salesperson?
Yeah.
You sell something for a certain price, and then you get to keep a certain amount of that money.
Whatever you sell.
That is a commission. So that's why if you're a salesperson, you really want to sell a lot of stuff so you can get more and more money in terms of your commissions.
That's where you make the money, right?
Sure.
It's not the money you make as a salary. Because usually people who work on commission have a very low salary, so they're hopefully going to make more off commission.
It's kind of like getting tips as a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah.
At least in the restaurant I worked at, the waiters and waitresses didn't get paid very much per hour, but they made a ton in tips.
Cool. Here's the third dialogue. I'll take B this time. You start with A.
Here I go. I'd like to add to my investment portfolio.
Let's set up a meeting, and I can take you through your options.
Now, we're talking about something called a portfolio or an investment portfolio. Investment does have to do with investing money in some stocks or bonds or real estate or gold or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Your portfolio can mean a couple of things. If you're an artist and you're looking for a job, you usually have this very large envelope that will contain all of your samples, stuff you've done. Or if you're a photographer or a model, you'll also have a portfolio of all your photographs and stuff like that to show to potential clients. But in this case, a portfolio for investing is all the different ways you're investing, whether you're buying stocks or bonds or investing in silver or gold or diamonds or real estate or whatever. Those are all different things that will be in your investment portfolio.
So it's just kind of your range of investments. Now, here's our discussion question, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that people might invest in? You've mentioned a couple of good things just recently.
Well, let me go over them. Yes, stocks and bonds, real estate. I remember many years ago reading some article advising people to invest in treasury strips, whatever those are. I guess that's the United States Treasury or
treasury
something.
Treasury bills, yeah.
You can invest in the government if you want to. If you think the government is stable, you can invest, and they'll give you a fixed rate of interest, and you might get the money back in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a coup or something, then you'll probably lose a lot of money.
That means your government is overthrown.
Like happens in Thailand a lot. They seem to have a coup every 5 or 6 years
True.
Or so. But in any case here, yes, those are some things you might invest in. What are some other things that I didn't mention here, Stephanie?
Did you mention all of the gold, diamond, silver?
Yeah, like precious
substances. Yeah, precious metals, yeah.
Is it a good idea to invest in gold nowadays?
Gold is actually worth quite a bit right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you invest in it now, you probably won't make a lot of money. You should have invested when the price was lower.
Yeah, hopefully you got some before the price went up so high. But gold is always good because one day our dollar is not going to be worth anything. You'll want gold. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up here. We hope you learned some great terms for investment. And if you aren't thinking about investing, you need to start when you're young. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.